Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, everyone. Producer Lizzie here. Mary's voice is still on vacation, so I'm doing our last intro for 2019. Thanks so much for listening, sharing the show, and leaving comments and reviews over the past year. We really appreciate it. Last week, our resident cat critic, Ruby, reviewed cats in local shelters. Perhaps that inspired you to adopt a cat. And now you're like, what do I do with this cat? Well, you're in luck. Today's guest is resident cat expert, Julian, who has plenty of advice to share. I think you'll learn a lot from this episode. I know I did. Speaking of which, although I'm not a cat expert, far from it, I can tell you that you should go to catamazing.com/cattalk and get 15% off Cat Amazing's award-winning interactive puzzles. That offer ends on January 7th. So if you've been considering it, now's the time. And finally, we are taking the month of January off, but we will be back in February with more new episodes. Make sure you're following us on Instagram and Twitter at LTechPod, so you can talk to us and we can talk to you about cats.
Cats. Let's talk about cats.
Welcome to a very special episode of Let's Talk About Cats. I'm noted cat lady, Mary Philip Sandy. My cat is Grendel, and I am here with a very, very special guest. He is a kindergartner in Washington Heights. He likes art, he likes music, and he's an expert on cats. He's Julian. Hi, Julian.
Hi.
Julian, do you know a lot about cats?
I think so.
Okay, so what we're going to do here today is you are going to help people who don't know a lot about cats by giving them some tips and advice. Are you ready to do that?
I think so.
Okay, great. My first question to you, Julian, what does it mean when cats meow?
When cats do like, meow, that means I want supper, and a silent meow like means I want a treat.
That's really good to know. Julian, what are some of the most important things people should know about cats?
Give them their cat food like once a week, and their kibble when they ask for it, you can give them it, but don't let them have it like all day. Don't give your cat kibble all day because it will make them sick and you don't want to go to the doctor.
What are some things you should never ever do to a cat?
Don't let your cat eat a string.
Don't let your cat eat a string. What happens if your cat eats a string?
It will be very tricky to get it out. She would have to, like, poop it out, and then, like, she would have to go to the doctor, and then the people will have to pull it out, so.
Okay. What are some things a cat might need or want to have in your home, aside from food?
Like a squeaky mouse toy, but here's one problem. We got a mouse toy, and at first she thought it would be scary, but she got used to it, and you just have to get cats used to toys. So you have to, like, not play with the toy when they're scared of it, and when they get used to it, you can let them go and, yeah.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. How do you know if a cat is happy or sad?
When a cat does, like, meow, that means they're sad. And when a cat does, meow, meow, that means they're happy.
My cat sometimes makes a funny rumbling noise. Do you think that's okay or is that a problem?
It's okay because that's a purr.
What's a purr?
That's a purr.
And what does that mean?
I don't know what it means. It just means, like, can I have some food?
A lot of times cats want food. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, because they love their supper, so.
Okay, very specific question. What should you do if there's a blanket on the floor and you want the blanket because you're building a nest, but the cat is asleep on the blanket? What should you do?
Just get a different blanket, put it on that blanket, make a nest next to that blanket, and then you'll both be next to the cat.
Should you push the cat off the blanket?
No, that's very rude.
What is a good name for a cat?
Grundle or Jack.
Grundle or Jack. Those are good cat
names.
No,
I mean Elizabeth, I think.
Are cats ever scary?
Not if you think they're scary.
You mean not if you don't think they're scary?
Yeah.
But why are some people scared of cats, do you think?
I literally do not know. Ask someone else that question. I think Ruby will know.
So you're not scared of cats?
Oh, no. They're very pretty.
How many cats do you have at home?
One.
Do you wish you had more cats?
Not that I mention it.
Do you want more cats?
I think I would have two cats.
Do you think Grendel would like having a cat friend?
I think she would love having a mouse friend.
A mouse friend? We had a mouse in the apartment once and Grendel didn't really do anything, so I don't know.
I think she's more useful to rats.
Well, I definitely don't want any rats in the house, so we're not going to try that. Now, I have a question. Do you need to brush cat's fur?
I mean, yeah.
What else do you need to do to keep them clean and nice?
Trim their nails!
Okay, is trimming their nails fun? Is it easy?
Well, it is kind of hard because, I mean, some cats like it, but, like, my cat is, like, so... She's getting used to it, but she really doesn't like it.
Yeah. What about their teeth? Do we have to do anything to their teeth?
Brush their teeth, always!
Yeah. Actually, that brings me to one other quick question. Where do cats go to the bathroom?
And this is, like, funny to say.
It's okay.
I will say it, but it's going to be a little bit funny. In their litter box.
Yeah. And what do you have to do to get their poops out of the litter box?
Scoop them up and put them in the bag.
Yep, that's right. Is that something you're going to do someday so that I don't have to?
I don't really know.
Yes. The answer is yes. That is something
you're... I am a kid, and I am your kid.
Yes. For anyone just joining us, this is my kid. Julian, thank you for sharing all of your cat expertise with us. I think you've helped a lot of people today.
No problem. I mean, if you want me to come back in here anytime, like... I don't mind coming back here. I just like sharing my words.
Oh, well, thank you, Julian. If people have questions about cats, can they write in and have you answer
they
them?
Can just come here and then, like, they can answer the question and then I'll answer it.
Okay, but if they can't get here to New York, could they just write to us and we can...
Yeah, and they can, like, send it in the mail and then I can, like, answer it and then write it back.
Okay, so if you have a question for Julian about cats, you can write to us, hi@letstalkaboutcats.com, and I will make sure that Julian gets those questions, gets you an answer, and helps you out with whatever you need to know about cats, right?
Let's talk about cats.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.